The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Vereen in close to help. Manning end zone. Touchdown! Manning. Back in the end zone. Will Todd. Stony Brook in the end zone. First and goal. Quick count. Giants. Eli. Irrelevant. Throwing it end zone. Incomplete. They say Mr. Magic didn't keep his feet in before his body came down. There's pylon damage right there. You can see him scrape that across the top of the grass. And Tom Coughlin has thrown, John, the challenge flag.
I think this is a touchdown. He has control of the ball. He gets his toe in, drags the second foot, lands out of bounds, never gives up control of the ball, meets the requirements.
After review,
the catch.
The ruling on the field has changed. The receiver had possession, got 2 feet down in bounds. It is a touchdown.
Players rotating through both defenses at this point. Manning,
oh,
deep shot, Beckham wide open. Odell, so long, Giants lead.
Just knowing it's a must win, it's a playoff game for us. The rest of them are playoff games for us. You know, we've been on a losing streak of three games now, and we needed to snap it. And we all just stepped up tonight. We did a great job. Offensive line. Blocking, Shad running, Eli getting us in the right formations, the right play calls, receivers making plays, and defense making stops. You know, that's what it's about. I think we did a good job at connecting on all cylinders tonight.
So finally, the Giants don't let us down when it comes to betting. And that Beckham guy, he was pretty good too. Let's get to this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood, but keep your nonsense to yourself. We're going to have fun today.
Okay.
Ready
I'll
to rock
it to
and
myself.
Roll. Well, no, you can. You know, you're entitled to
be in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
God. Are you in a bad mood?
Typically, but I'm all right today. I think.
Okay.
They sent us the dreaded email of, "Hey, there's 2 million Christmas cards in the conference room. We need you to sign them all." And I go in there, thinking I'd sign a handful of them before the show, and there's two, three giant stacks of them. Not one of them is signed by anybody. So I was like, well, I'm definitely not going to do this because if it turns out that there's only like 15 or 20 of these getting signed, I'm not going to be the guy who sits here and signs 100. And I remember last year, freaking Barry Warner, who like didn't even have a full-time show here at the time. He did like the Barry Warner Minute, and he signed like 200-something Christmas cards and then put the pressure on everybody else to sign that many. And it's like, ugh. Just it's a nightmare. No one wants to deal with that.
See, I love how they send that email out at 3:08. I'm in the car.
Right.
I don't even know about it until I get here.
Well, now you know.
Well, I know. Well, I'll go sign them, but I don't know what the time frame is going to be for this because, you know, we have kind of a show to do.
Yeah, we're busy.
You want to sign them during the breaks?
No.
You know what
I want to do during the breaks? I want to have a break and do nothing.
You know what?
I like to mentally recharge.
If you want to bring them in here, I'll sign them on the breaks.
Okay.
See, now look what you're doing to me.
No, I'll just do it, and that way you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, you think that's going to fly?
Well, I don't have a picture on there. I wasn't here for picture day because I never got the email about that.
Then just sign them all AJ.
I'm not going to sign them AJ.
You know what you guys need to do? You need to make like a stamp with your signature on them so you can just stamp them.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. See, That's why we have an Asian producer. He's smart.
Can you work on that, or what's the deal?
I can look it up. I don't know how much that's going to cost.
Well, whatever the cost, yeah. Jong, this is something we need to do the show.
Yeah, we'll pay for it.
That, and we need a stamper. Someone to actually use.
Yeah,
the
that's
stamp.
What we have the interns for, right?
Right.
They could sit there with thunk, thunk, thunk. I like that idea. Man, I'll tell you what. I'm in a great mood, but I have to say, I'm getting real close to a road rage incident.
Oh, really?
Yes. I am so fed up with these bleeping drivers.
I'm relaxed on the road, man.
I'm telling you, at some point, I'm going to not show up for the show, and it's going to be because I've been taken to prison for just unloading and shooting someone's car full of holes.
That seems like overkill.
Well, I'm not going to kill them, but I'm going to shoot their car full of holes, especially if you drive a Mercedes and you cut me off again.
More than necessary, but okay.
Yeah, my buddy Goose has a good suggestion. Says, just sign at the Blitz. That way we can split them three ways. That's a thought.
I wonder how that would work. I wonder if that would work. It's not a terrible idea.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, John?
We've had worse listener suggestions. But the problem is for me, I mean, and for both of us, it's a lot easier for you to just sign Fred or for me to just write AJ, which is what I'm going to do on these. Just write two letters. So
I'm just going to put FF.
Well, yeah, then writing the Blitz is more work than it needs to be.
Probably so.
These stampers, they range anywhere from $20 to $60.
Get us the $20
ones. We don't need the $60 ones.
And get it where there's one that says AJ and then Fred just spaced a little bit apart.
Yeah, where it looks like we signed them separately.
Right. And they can be a little off kilter.
Yeah,
it
doesn't have to be linear or anything like that. So,
that's a good idea.
Let's make that happen. How fast can we have that?
Really good idea, Fred.
Let's see. Ships one business day. There's an option for to get it faster, but I think it's going to take a couple days.
Well, if we can get it faster, I'll pay the extra money. I'll pay for it. I don't care.
We kind of need it by tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
You don't think so?
No.
Damn. Because these have to be done by tomorrow?
I think so.
All right, well, I'll do them on the break. Not the first break, though, because we have other business to talk about.
I think I'm just
going to
pretend like I didn't see them.
Well,
I think that's the move.
But weren't you in there with a bunch of other people?
Yeah, but it's like salespeople. What are they going to do, snitch on me? I don't think so. I hope not. None of the big wigs were in there.
Interesting. Boys, a contest. Have the intern sign Fred and AJ. Whoever signs the most wins wings at Tupelo's. That's a thought.
Yeah. What a baby I am. I don't know why I feel like this.
Truth is, Texter brings up a great point. Who knows what our signatures look like?
That's true. Hey. And ideally, that's why I thought it'd be great if those cards were already signed by a bunch of other people. Where, if I didn't sign a few of them, who would even notice? But when they're all blank, what am I going to do?
Angela says Office Depot can get us a stamp tomorrow.
Okay.
I may have to investigate this. So these have to be done tomorrow, right?
I think so.
So what I could do is go by there, see if I can get a stamp done tomorrow at Office Depot, and then come in and have the intern stamp it. That's a great idea.
There you go.
All right, Angela, thank you. I knew our listeners would have ideas.
They're always coming through.
Yeah.
Coming through in the clutch.
Exactly. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-376.
My boy Eli Manning.
He did.
About damn time, bro.
No kidding.
I needed that.
Yeah, he's cost us a lot of money this year.
No doubt.
The Giants have as well, so needed that one. But that was actually an entertaining game for a change.
I thought that there was something terrible was bound to happen late in that game, and it just never did. It was really nice. I kept thinking, oh, I wonder how the Giants are going to blow this game. And they didn't blow it. They actually went down the field and won the game and got a stop on defense. It's crazy. Very strange.
Yeah, and
Odell Beckham is good at catching footballs.
He is. He doesn't suck at that. I still wonder, though, why teams get away from the run. I mean, Lamar Miller was killing them.
Yeah.
What the hell? I mean,
well,
I know he
embarrassed on that first touchdown that the Dolphins had, or maybe it was the second touchdown they had. He just embarrassed the Giants on that play. I mean, they were falling over each other's feet trying to grab. I mean, it was sad. Sad, but it was good. I'm with you. I don't know why, especially when you've got a guy like Ryan Tannehill. Dude, keep leaning on that run. Keep leaning on it.
Well, it's the same thing with the Cowboys on Sunday. It's just teams get away from it. And and the Cowboys, in that case, they got down, so I understand it. But when you're moving the ball that well, when the guy is that hard to tackle, and by the way, JPP, that one-hand stuff is not going to work for him long-term. I mean, he could still get to the quarterback, but there were at least two or three plays where he's trying to grab with one hand, and you can't tackle a running back like that with one hand. So don't play with fireworks, children. If you blow off fingers, you can't tackle.
I'm worried that that's what happened to J.J. Watt, and he just doesn't want to admit it.
And
underneath that hand, it's like a, like a shocker.
It's a nub, yeah. It's a JPP. Well, he kind of looked the same way. He couldn't reach out and grab with that hand.
No.
The Black Fred says, have AJ put lipstick on it and kiss each one of them. # you got a pretty mouth.
That's the weirdest text of the day or tweet of the day, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's fine to be. It's okay to be a little weird. It's Tuesday.
It's fine to be that. Just don't quit looking at my mouth, bro.
Well, you know, you're a big star, dude. You got to live with this stuff.
That's not how we roll.
713-780-ESPN. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll obviously we had that game. We didn't get to the final pieces of the Astros trade, which we found out this weekend, which I'd like to get to at some point today.
Also like to get into another potential trade.
Indeed. And at 5 o'clock, I want to discuss the Fargo finale in depth.
Okay.
Which has caused a lot of controversy, and a lot of people are kind of like, oh, what was that? I got to be honest, I think it's one of the most brilliant things I've seen in years. So.
Okay. I thought last night's episode was great. I still don't know if it made me forget about the second to last
and
episode.
And that is the one thing that is going to hold me back from saying that this series was one of the best I've ever seen. Is that freaking flying saucer.
Yeah.
Because you didn't need to do it.
And then they talked about it in the last episode. They should have just pretended it never happened.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been the best move. Is just, and then when they
when it's kind of how I went with my first marriage.
When they release it on DVD or Netflix, like, just leave that scene out altogether. That's probably the best move.
Is it wrong of us that neither one of us can let go of that?
No, because it was stupid.
Okay.
I took something good and was just, it was a bad thing.
Like, John, did you have the same feeling about that?
I accidentally didn't watch the season yet.
It'd be like,
communist.
You're with this really hot chick, right? And things are going great. And, you know, you start to undress her and you're like, gosh, she's so hot. And then you finally you get her all the way naked. And then you notice that, wow, she has a full-on third nipple and it's hairy.
See, I thought you were going to say she has a penis. Because that's what it felt like to me, because that would ruin the whole thing for me.
No, see, it didn't ruin the whole
thing.
The third
nipple I could probably deal with.
Listen, Fred, I came back for the season finale, so did you. So it didn't ruin the whole thing for you. If it was a penis, you would have just left the room and not watched the season finale. It was more like a third hairy nipple.
Well, I might have watched it. I just wouldn't.
But you're just like,
I just wouldn't have actively participated in it.
You're like, well, I mean, we're here and we've gotten this far. We might as well finish the deal. So that's what it was. Episode.
The second to last episode
was like.
But see, that doesn't really work, because if there's an extra nipple, you can just, you know, go from the backside and you don't see it.
Well, that's what you did.
Kind of. I don't know. I can't, because I know it's there.
Well, that's what it's more like. It's just like going, oh, it's super weird and it creeps me out, but we're already this far. Might as well power through. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You powered through. Although, I did too.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like almost being finished, though.
But it's not something you're going to go, like, brag to your friends about, because there was that one thing that happened. You can't go tell everybody, this is the greatest season of television ever, because they're going to be like, really? And then they watch it, and then boom, there's a freaking UFO, and they're like, dude, you said this is the best season of television ever, and a UFO showed up. What's wrong with you?
Well, we'll dive into that in the 5 o'clock hour, and for the people who didn't like it, there's some details that might change your opinion.
All right. Guys, it's the Christmas season is upon us. It's right up around the corner. You're running out of time. You're thinking, man, I got to get her a gift. And you're right, you do. Well, there's something that can be a gift for her and a gift for you, and it's a Pajamagram. Pajamagram has styles for everyone, whether it's a girlfriend or a wife, or it's your mother-in-law, your daughter. They've even got men's pajamas. Whatever you're in the market for, they've got. They're at pajamagram.com, including the hoodie footy. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And if you're looking for something a little more sexy, they've got the sexy midnight fantasy. And you can get them both together. The sweet and sexy gift set includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com, and you will save $60. That's a deal you can't beat. Another deal you can't beat, you don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is brilliant for guys like me who can't wrap a present if they wanted to. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Something away, and now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man, I never had a chance. And no one even knew it was really only you. And now you lead the way.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. And, you know, I'm thinking this third hairy nipple thing works. Because there are people that would find that sexy. And there were people that actually thought that was cool. Good job.
Those guys are dumb.
Different tastes, right?
Yeah.
We don't all have to like the same things. Just because you and I agree that it was completely stupid and out of nowhere, that doesn't mean that we're right. Probably right. See, this is why Jong not watching it is a killer, because, you know, he might have a different opinion. He might be able to tell us why it was a great idea. Yeah, if they had, we'll get to it at 5 o'clock.
Well, knowing the premise of the show, you seeing a UFO would be very, very strange.
Even if it had just been lights.
It just didn't fit.
If it had just been lights like it was at the beginning, where it could have easily been a weather balloon with, you know, just like in Men in Black where it's reflecting off Venus. That's cool. You know, you don't know what it, Northern Lights, could have been anything, right?
Yeah.
I'd have been okay with that. Leave a little mystery. Cover the nipple up. That's all. You know, if you've got it, just put a Band-Aid over it. That's all they had to do. Would have been fine. Let's grab a phone call. Jerry, you were on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, about signing those cards. Well, you know, you guys are sitting there whining about it, you know, and blubbering on for 10 or 15 minutes about that. And other things, you can have them sitting right in front of you and sign them while you're talking on the mic. Can you talk and sign at the same time?
No, we've got a radio show to do. What job do you do? What do you do for a living?
Well, I don't know. I think you new guys, you know, most of you were raised in the whiny 90s, can do this multitasking. I mean, I know
With the whiny 90s thing, I'm from the 70s and 80s, dude, so get your act together. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if I were a crane operator, would you say, oh, just operate the crane and sign Christmas cards at the same time?
Well, yeah, but you're just talking in the mic. You don't even hold the mic in your hand.
That's
you got earphones on.
That's all we're doing
and
here.
Your hands are free, and you're probably gesticulating in the air and emphasizing yourself to each other, you know?
Can you
and
feel
so
that?
Write your name on a dadgum card.
Exactly.
By the time the show's
done,
your card's be done.
You're right. And you know what? This caller points out something that, you know.
Well, you're gestulating.
Yeah.
I just gestulated in the restroom on break.
It's something that
That's
everyone needs to know. This job is literally us coming in here unprepared, takes no thought. We just blab into a microphone for 3 hours. That's what we do. It's the easiest job in the whole world, according to everyone.
Well, to his point, though, there's a lot of shows in this city that could easily sit there and sign these while they're talking because they're not paying attention anyway.
Of course there are, but are we one of them? We try to, like, stay involved with each other and, good Lord. We're constantly reading and updating things and
trying to keep up with social media.
Yeah.
You're right. It's so easy. Anybody could do it. Come on in and do it, Jerry. We'll let you sit here and do it.
Just talking into a microphone.
Yeah, we'll put you on. You can have your own show. What the hell? I'm sure it'll be the highest rated show in the entire world. 713-780-ESPN. Okay.
Sorry, I'm signing Christmas cards. I can't talk right now.
Yeah, me too. Hang on.
Yeah. John, say something so we can finish up this batch of Christmas cards.
No disrespect, Jerry. If you'd seen the pile of cards, this wasn't just a. This isn't like sign 10 cards. You can sit there and do it during the show. If literally, if we sat here and signed them for the entire show, I doubt we'd finish them.
No, yeah, it's way. There's
like 2,000 cards there, yeah. Which, yeah, I'm glad that Gal Media has so many important people that they have to send cards to, but it's boxes of them. But yeah, you just solved it. That's it. You know what? I think we'll do that. Like, I'll just sit here and sign them during the show.
From the whiny 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm about to be 51 years old, man. I'm not from the whiny 90s.
Yeah.
I'm from the druggy 70s and 80s. Oh, well. Good suggestion. Gestulating Jerry at 4. I love it. Yeah, you gestulate all the time. Oh, boy. There's a revision to the contest from 832. Have the interns do the show while they sign. That would be
That's
radio
a
gold.
Good idea.
That is a very good idea. Have them come in here and talk. All right, let's try another phone call. I can't decide if I loved that phone call or hated it. I think I liked it. Mm. I kind of like it when people call. Let's try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I'm not usually one to rag on offensive line play, but this week's play by Newton from the Texans was atrocious, man. He was getting beat left and right. I just want to hear you guys' opinion on it.
Yeah, we hit on that a little bit yesterday. He had a terrible game. And he not only missed blocks, but he also missed plays where he was supposed to be blocking. He blew assignments. And there were a couple times when he and Fedorowicz were on that same side, and they both blew assignments.
Yeah.
And that you can't have one guy doing that in a key position like that. It made the whole offensive line look terrible at times. And the truth is, it was really just a couple of guys. Now, when you only have five, a couple guys screwing up makes a big difference. The other guys weren't that bad. But that the Patriots, that's what they do. They find a weakness, and they attack the living crap out of it, and that's what they did. They take away your strengths, and they attack your weaknesses, and they do it better than anybody. And look, O'Brien and his staff got out-coached, but everybody, almost everybody gets out-coached by the Patriots. And I think part of it, too, was the whole I'm going to prove that I can coach with Bill Belichick thing. You know, I learned from the master. Now I'm going to show him that I'm better than him. Listen, you know the hardest thing for me to do is play poker with Matt Dean, because I learned so much from Matt, and to me, he's one of the three or four best players I've ever sat with. I'm not going to play my best game against him, because I'm either going to try to prove to him that I can play with him, or I'm going to be too intimidated. And I think you saw a lot of that from that coaching staff. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. See, here's a great idea, and unfortunately they didn't do it this way. They just printed the cards, but it's why doesn't everybody just sign one card and you make copies of the signed ones? That's a brilliant idea. Unfortunately, that's not what they did. They just brought us a box of cards. So,
I mean, it's tough because they want it to be like a, you know, like
they want it personalized.
I get
but it. How is it personal? How personal can you be with 2,000 of them?
Right, and all I'm doing is just scribbling AJ on every one of them.
Yeah, and listen, we want the best for these guys. We really do. All right, let's try one more. Mitchell, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports to you.
Sports to you, man.
All right, my question. First off, to say you guys are a great show. So I don't know what Jerry was saying.
I just said we were whining. He's right. We are.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they've been up and down all season. Are they going to finish off strong? Or are they going to flounder? I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys think about that.
You know what? I don't know. I think that their matchup with the Raiders this week is a good one. I think that this is a game they should win, and if they don't win, I think there's good cause for concern. But it's not like they'd be losing to a bad team. It would just make me – it would give me concern that they're not an elite team. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think it was as simple as him taking the play calling duties back over. And which is what I've been saying Bill O'Brien should have done all year long. Sometimes a head coach likes to step back and let somebody else do it so he can focus on other things. But McCarthy, what is McCarthy best at? Calling plays.
Yeah.
Just like it'd be like if Sean Payton gave him up. Do you think the Saints offense would be as good? Now, they haven't been the last couple of years, but do you think they'd be as good if he's not calling the plays? And I think that's been part of it. They've got some issues on the other side of the ball too, but realistically, I think they're going to be fine. They're a team that'll turn it up late. They always do. And if you go back and look, they've had these stretches during this run when they've been really good where they scare you a little bit. They don't look as good. Remember, relax from last year. And then they turn it on when it counts. And I think there is, I would still take the Cardinals over them heads up if it came down to that right now. But I can't tell you that I wouldn't trust the Packers enough to get their act together and beat a team like that.
They're probably, I'd say currently, they're probably my fourth favorite team in the NFC. I'll say Arizona, Carolina, Seattle, and Green Bay.
I would say all of those are better right now.
Right.
I don't know that.
But Green Bay does have, they could be as good as any of them.
They could, and
on the right.
I think a lot depends on if they wind up. They wind up winning the division. They get a game at Lambeau, and you know if Seattle had to go to Lambeau or something like that, I'd like their chances there. But I'm not ready to rule them out because honestly, yeah, that's the way I would rank them. But I think any of those four teams can come out of the NFC.
It could change.
And it depends on matchups. It depends on who's playing the best in the playoffs. We see it every year. But I think one of those four teams comes out of the NFC. It's not going to surprise me if any one of them do. But, yeah, right now I would say I like the other three better, but not by much.
All right, we got to take a break. I want to talk about this Dwight Howard thing.
We'll get back to that.
I want to know what your thoughts are. And it made me feel smart today that I called this maybe a month back. That they were going to get rid of this guy. But if you're a little banged up, you need to know about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you've injured yourselves, you're still trying to do the things you did when you were younger and you're finding it more difficult, check these guys out. Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic, part of UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front of the building. And they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic and musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedic, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com. You can learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715. For the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Okay, update. I got through about a third of this stack on the break, this first stack. There's four more. I am not signing it, though. Like, the women who sign these things, like, you should see Charlotte's. You can read every letter.
Ah.
Like, Judith, same thing.
So a bunch of people signed them now?
Yeah. Now, Christina did it like we did. She's just got Kay Anderson.
That's smart.
Yeah. Although, you know, she spells out her whole last name. Michelle just did her first name. See, this is, okay. So if you get one of these, just know, spending a lot of time trying to do this. Brian asked if you picked up any of this year's Southern Star Black Crack. Not sure I'm feeling barrel-aged beer in a can. I have two, and I've already had people try to buy one from me. It's not my favorite, but I was in full-on beer mode yesterday because I was loading up on BBH.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a couple. I also grabbed a couple of that Avery Pumpkin that Jong had for his birthday. This just
heavy hitter.
Yeah, it's 15%.
Yep.
Fantastic. But I grabbed a couple of those, and I'll have one, and I'll probably trade the other one or give it to a friend because it's not my favorite. All right, talk about Dwight Howard. And I'm gonna do what Jerry said. I'm going to sign these while we're going, and we'll see how it works.
Oh, boy.
We'll do an update.
I don't like that idea.
Well, just pretend like I'm just looking at the computer. So just if I don't respond to texts or tweets for a segment here, then you know what's happening.
Great.
I'm following Jerry's advice because I'm from the whiny 90s, apparently.
So the rumors are out now that Dwight Howard could be on the move, or at least the Rockets are interested in moving him. Dwight Howard apparently, again, reportedly unhappy here in Houston. And I'm not surprised, because when he wasn't the lead dog in L.A., he was unhappy. He's not. He's clearly not the lead dog here. He might be like the fourth or fifth offensive option here, and he's not. He's not pleased with that role. He's been far from what he was expected to be when he came here, and he's looking to go somewhere where he's got a chance to win, and where he has a chance to, you know, be a more of a focal point offensively. And one of the rumors that's come around is Miami. And the possibility of them moving Hassan Whiteside, amongst others, obviously. But he would be one of the key pieces, along with Justice Winslow, is rumored to be available as well. And that guy interests me quite a bit.
I'm with you on that.
But I think the idea to move Dwight Howard, it's an easy sell. I mean, this guy is clearly not going to get better than what he is. He's either not healthy, which is a bad sign, or he's just old, which is a bad sign. There's no good reason to keep him around. He's got a player option for next year. There's too much money attached to that to get another year of this production out of the guy. To me, it's a no-brainer. If you can find someone to unload him on, you do it, right?
I think I'm with you, because usually – in these situations, when you have a star player, you can't get fair value. But at this point, you're selling a diminishing return. You're selling a Porsche, but it's got 120,000 miles on it. So it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get nicer. And if you get, you get a nice Mercedes for it, that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
Then I can riddle your vehicle with bullets when you cut me off. But no, I think at this stage, he's not going to be any better than what he is. I don't think that's going to be good enough for the way this team is playing right now. And yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. You throw Winslow in that deal.
And the thing, and here's the deal, you're not getting a superstar in return.
No, you never do, though. It's hard to trade a superstar for a superstar, because teams that have a superstar want another one. And when it happens, it's usually old guys that aren't really superstars anymore. It'd be like trading him for Kobe.
Right. Chris Sheridan posted a couple of possible moves that match up salary-wise from the good old NBA trade machine.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, Harrell, and Terry for Luol Deng, Chris Anderson, Justice Winslow, and Hassan Whiteside. I'd be fine with that. I like this one even better. Howard, McDaniels, Decker, and Terry. And, of course, with Harrell or Decker, you're going to have to wait until, I guess, December 15th is tomorrow now, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's today.
No, it's today. It's
so
payday.
You could trade those guys now. So those four for Deng, McRoberts, Anderson, Winslow, and Whiteside. There's a lot of, you're not – Whiteside is a nice player. He's about to have to get paid. And,
yeah.
But whatever he does get paid – it's going to be less than what Dwight Howard's making, and
he gives you a pretty good presence in the middle. There's a drop off, obviously, from Dwight Howard, but it's not like it's huge. It's a drop off, but if you improve everywhere else, I don't mind that. Where are you going right now with Dwight Howard? By the way,
the other things that come back with that are $15 million plus in expiring contracts with Luol Deng and Chris Anderson. And two guys in Josh McRoberts and Justice Winslow that are at team-friendly numbers for the next several years. McRoberts, the next 3 years is $5.5 million, and Winslow, $2.4 million for the next 4 years. And you're unloading I hate to say it, but what boils down to being an albatross contract right now with Dwight Howard, because this guy is not helping you be any better.
And if he's already starting to pout, it only gets worse from here. We've seen that act, right?
Yeah.
And if he can opt out, then okay. Manny says, all due respect, I disagree with everything you guys are talking about. Well, Manny, call in and tell us what you disagree with, because that's not very specific. And There's absolutely no way to respond to that when all you say is, I disagree with everything you're talking about. You're welcome to call 713-780-3776. We'll put you on, and you can explain what the hell
you're
talking about.
That's a good discussion. I disagree with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
On everything, like Dwight Howard still one of the best centers in the NBA, or that he's averaging 8 shot attempts per game. Which do you disagree with?
Or that
with?
A third hairy nipple is okay. Just specifics, dude. I know you can't do it on Twitter, but you got a phone. Pick it up.
All right, guys, going to tell you one more time about Pajamagram, and this year, go with a win-win, something that's going to make you happy, something that's going to make her happy. That's the best kind of gift to give because we as men are pretty much selfish beings. That's where the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram comes in. It's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to get her warmed up. Head-to-toe warmth means she's going to be hot in no time, and you're saying, AJ, the Hoodie Footy? What's that? What's in it for me? She's going to be nice and cozy, but that is not going to lead to anything great for me. Au contraire, I would say, especially when you go with the sweet and sexy gift set. So when you unzip that Hoodie Footy, she's got that sexy midnight fantasy on underneath. And right now you can buy both at Pajamagram.com and save $60 on the pair. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, as it is every year. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. They've got something for everyone on your list. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it is a local music Tuesday. All the bumper music you hear, except for, you know, the standard stuff. All local bands. John will tweet out the name of the bands, the name of the songs. If you like what you hear, please go check them out. A lot of great guys doing terrific stuff. Thursday is the finals for the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday game. Join Raheel and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for Happy Hour. Champs in Uptown Park from 5 until 7. We'll have contest entries and great prizes for you to win, courtesy of Bud Light and ESPN 97.5. All right, so now you're...
By the way, I think I finished in the Fantasy League.
Yeah?
I think I finished like 120 points ahead of the next closest competitor.
Wow.
That's domination, Holmes.
Yeah, we're still going to go through 2 more weeks. I think this week and the next week. But yeah, if you were a listener, you'd be going to Mexico.
I'd be going to Mexico, man. I'd be going to Mexico.
And you know what we could do? We could fire you and then rehire you.
It's a good idea.
And then you can go to Mexico.
That's a good idea. I should have waited to sign my new contract. That was a big mistake.
Well, you know what? It doesn't
part.
Start till the first. So under the old contract, you could be dismissed long enough to win, and you're back. I like that idea.
Yeah.
And basically, just take a week off.
Yeah. I would expect unemployment pay.
Yeah, I could probably make that happen.
Okay.
We can make that happen. All right, let's squeeze on a couple phone calls. People want to weigh in on this. Christopher.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I was just trying to say that, man, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all want to diss the only guy who's defending and rebounding, and y'all want to tear him down and say trade him? If you really want to look at the problem is, a lot of times Dwight Howard is the only guy who's in there defending. I done heard so many times that people want to rip on T. Jones is a problem. Ty Lawson is a problem. Dwight Howard is a problem, too. It's like, if you really look at it, there's only one guy, especially from the game yesterday, who's costing the team problems. He had so many blown assignments. Go look at the film again. Why is the reason that Gary Harris was going off for 21 points and Will Barton was scoring? The team gives up so many points whenever they're talking about one person. That's the problem. And every time everybody wants to skate around the issue, and Harden is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Do you think they would ever trade James Harden, though?
Everybody else.
Wait,
do you think they'd ever trade James Harden?
I'm not saying trade him, but you have to get a coach in there who will make him do what he doesn't want to do, and that's defend and that's play hard. And when he's not doing it, sit him down.
You can't sit him down.
And he's bringing it. How would you like it if you came into work early and your other coworkers start walking in around lunchtime, came in late, and then he was taking 3-hour lunches, and no one said nothing about it? You would kind of feel bad.
Yeah, but here's
imagine
the deal.
How I could feel.
If you're the guy who if you're that guy who's coming in at lunchtime and not working as hard as everybody else, but you're still outproducing everybody else, they look over it. They gloss over the flaws.
And by the way, nobody's ignored the fact that Harden has been a big problem this year. I think we've been...
I've said all along, you can't win a championship with a core that revolves around James Harden and Dwight Howard.
And...
You can't.
Look, Howard, everything he said is right about who's actually out there playing defense. I mean, he's the one guy that's doing
it. He is, but you know what? He's no longer an elite defensive player. He's now he's an above-average defensive center, but he's not like he was 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, it's pretty obvious. He's just not the same player, and you can't play a guy. You can't give a guy like that, who's a really good but no longer an elite defensive player, who does almost nothing on the offensive side, and not because it's his fault, just because James Harden has to have the ball in his hands all the time. But you can't pay a guy like that $23-24 million a year. You can't.
Well, you can, because I mean, next year it's not going to matter, and they don't care. It's just numbers, but.
You can't and expect to win is what
no,
I mean.
But the point is, you're looking at diminishing returns from him now. And the best thing to do is, if you can get a nice package and hit reset on this, you do it. It's not like you're going to win a title with this team. And if he's not going to be around and he's not going to be happy.
And Hassan Whiteside's a player, man.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that, yeah, he probably, your defense is going to take a step back. It's already pretty bad. But if you get enough back, sorry. And now, trying to get Harden to actually play defense, good luck with that.
That's not going to happen.
But thanks for the call.
Nothing's going to change.
Thanks for the call, Dwight's agent. Let's try Leo.
Hassan Whiteside's 26 years old. I mean, the guy, he's not 26 years old in NBA years, because he's only played 3 seasons in the NBA. Not even three. He's played... The dude's got 90 NBA games, 90 games in his career.
Blake brings up a good point. Harden is a problem, but Dwight's the dude who's wanted out of every team he's ever played on.
No doubt.
And he wants out now. So, okay, if you get a package for him, get Justice Winslow in here and White's. I'll take those two right now. Say, okay, here we go. Start over. Leo, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How's it going?
Going sports.
Yeah, I would agree with the if we were to trade him, definitely, because this is a business, and his production has gone down. He's not the player that he used to be. Everything he does actually goes against what you teach for basketball. He doesn't block out, box out. He gets bad body position under the goal, and he doesn't really have any moves to get inside and score. He doesn't know where the ball's at half the time. He can't do a pick and roll right. And he doesn't want to be there. I mean, the guy is basically just collecting his check. And if we can get some younger players in and just work with what we have, then, you know, the Rockets can play on. Now, I agree with Chris. James Harden, no. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere with him. We're just going to be a playoff team. But at least get Howard out, because he's really not helping us. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, listen, there are people who are still sold that Dwight Howard is an elite big man in the NBA, an elite center, and the reality is he's just not. And I know he plays for the hometown team, and you want to believe he's just not. He's just not. And you already know the flaw, the free throw flaw, which didn't help you in the playoffs. There's enough. It's not like this is you know, the perfect weapon. He's a 30-year-old who is starting to look like a 35-year-old.
Let me ask you this. So why would Miami want to do that? What do we always say when we talk about these potential trades? Why would Miami want to do that? Why would you give that up?
Here's why Miami wants to do it. Because Miami is in the situation where if they're going to pay Hassan Whiteside's going to be a free agent next year. If you make this deal, if you're the Rockets, you're assuming you can re-sign Hassan Whiteside. Hassan Whiteside, the Heat have about $9 million next year that they'll be able to play with. And unless they get rid of D. Wade, they're not going to be able to pay Hassan Whiteside the asking price. They're going to be about halfway to that. So this is a way to get something in return instead of just letting Hassan Whiteside get away for nothing. And, you know, if he takes his player option, cool. You've got a big man for next year, and maybe Dwight Howard, if he's the alpha dog there in Miami, maybe you got something. Maybe Pat Riley sees something.
And maybe he's a better fit with what they do.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he's certainly not here. And part of it is I'm not sure who fits with Harden. It's something you've always said. It's like, who's going to want to play with this guy?
Nobody's banging down the door saying, I'd really love to play with James Harden, because if you play with James Harden, you don't get the ball. No, he's having the same problems with James Harden. And I don't think they're personal problems necessarily between Harden and Howard. But I think Howard likes to be more involved, and he's just not. And it's the same reason he was unhappy in L.A. Because one guy dominates the ball. That's not the kind of game that Dwight – that's not the kind of game that any big man wants to play. A big man like a big man that feels like he can score.
Yeah,
Nobody wants to do that. But the reality is
in today's NBA, that's not going to happen with too many big men anymore.
It's not. So. And he is not one of these guys that's a versatile offensive player. Like, you know, I look at DeMarcus Cousins, to me, is the new age of center in the NBA, a guy who can score from all over the place, and he can play defense, can rebound, but he's just a very versatile player. He's a pain in the ass, but a very versatile player. I look at, hell, Gasol, you know, who's still an elite defensive player, and he's even got more ways to score than Dwight Howard. And I look at Whiteside and I say, man, you know what? This is a guy who is a solid rebounder, a solid defender, can score a little bit. This is a guy it's not the worst thing in the world to happen. You get younger, you get cheaper. Maybe he's a better fit. And, you know, like I said, they're not moving James Harden anytime soon. I'm sure they kind of get it now that this is a guy. It's very much like what Carmelo Anthony's been his whole career. He's one of the – you're kind of in no man's land, because he's a guy that if you want him, you've got to pay him like he's the cornerstone of your team. But you're probably not going to win a title if you build around him. And I kind of think that's where the Rockets are right now with James Harden. I think James Harden and Carmelo have a lot in common.
James is a lot younger, though.
Carmelo throughout his career, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Carmelo now. I mean, James Harden is twice the player Carmelo is now. I'm talking about Carmelo career arc. I think they're very similar. They're guys who are going to score a ton of points. You know, the output is there, but you're going to question effort a lot, and you're going to question how much they really care, if they care about things other than basketball, more than basketball, and you're probably just not going to win a championship because nobody's crazy about signing up to play with that guy.
Not unless you find another star somehow, and that guy is...
You draft one.
Yeah,
but
draft one, or
but the way the
you
Rockets
trade for
are,
one. But it's hard to get those guys.
You gotta make the most of it, because you're not going to get a top five pick as long as James Harden's on the team, because that's how good he is. He's good enough to, you know, do a lot for you, but he's just not good enough to win a title.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, and we will continue the discussion on the other side. We'll also we're going to get into that Fargo finale, because that's something that I want to dive into a little bit, even with the third hairy nipple. But got to tell you about our good friends out at Tubelo's. Fantastic place, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. If you're looking for a place to hang out on the north side of town, no place like Tubelo's. They've got a fantastic setup there. If you want to go out and watch the Rockets and watch Dwight Howard, that's your place to go. They've got tons of TVs. You can watch all the NBA. You can watch all the bowl games there. You can watch the NFL. And right now they've got all kinds of things going on for the holidays. If you bring a toy out that's unopened and unwrapped, then you're going to get a $5 gift card. Basically, you get $5 off your deal. If you want to get your presents wrapped, go sit down and have a drink and have a few wings. They'll wrap the present for you that you're giving to somebody. And if you're like AJ, I mean, you're not any good at wrapping presents. You don't want to wrap presents, right? So you'd rather drink beer. How perfect is that? So go on out there and do that. The food is fantastic. The people are great. Chip and his gang, make sure you have a good time. It's easy to find, and it's right up there off Rayford Road. Basically, if you're heading north, you just turn right. Boom, you're there in 3 miles. That easy. 2907 Rayford Road. Check them out. Open till 2 a.m. Great people, great food, great place to watch your sports. That's Tubelo's Sports Bar and Grill, tubelos.com. Wrapped in paper and a bowl of bags. The style of rockin'.
ESPN 97.5.